नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरंसेव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततजय मुदिरेत्मुखं करोति वासलं पङ्गुलं हैतगिरिं यत्कृपातमं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतरणं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते जयप्रपदा. So today we'll hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 3, Text 4, on the subject matter Gajendra's Prayer of Surrender. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Ja. Swatmani. जस्वात्मनिदं निजमायार्पितम् क्वचिद् विभातं क्वच तत्तिरोहितम् अभिधदृक्साखी उभयं तदीक्षते स आत्ममूलवत् मं परात्परः जोषात्मनिदं निजमायार्पितम् क्वचिद् विभातम् क्वच तत्तिरोहितम् अविधदृक्साखी उभयं तदीक्षते स आत्ममूलवत् मं परात्परः जस्वात्मनिदं निजमायार्पितम् क्वचिद् विभातं क्वच तत्तिरोहितम् अभिददृक्साखी उभयं तदीक्षते स आत्ममूलवत् मं परात्परः The Supreme Personality of Godhead, by expanding His own energy, keeps this cosmic manifestation visible and again sometimes renders it invisible. He is both the Supreme Cause and the Supreme Result, the Observer and the Witness in all circumstances. Thus He is transcendental to everything. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead give me protection. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has multipotency, parasa saktir vividha iva suyate. Therefore, as soon as He likes, He uses one of His potencies, and by that expansion, He creates this cosmic manifestation. Again, when the cosmic manifestation is annihilated, it rests in Him. Nonetheless, He is infallibly the Supreme Observer. Under any circumstances, the Supreme Lord is changeless. He is simply a witness and is aloof from all creation and annihilation. Sayanda Parbat Vaisala Prabhupada. So this is a very nice prayer offered by Gajendra from his previous life. He had some Sukriti, so he has caused to take birth as Gajendra. But because he has done some bhakti, and bhakti has a tendency that svalpam apyasa dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat, so what he has practiced in previous life, now he is getting result of that. He is remembering these prayers and offering to Krishna, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here, one interesting thing we see that when Gajendra is offering his prayer in text number 2, text 2, Gajendra Uvacha, here is mentioned, Om Namah Bhagavate Tasmai Yat Etat Chit Atmakam Purusha Adi Vijam Vijaya Purusha Adi Vijaya. What he is addressing here? The Gajendra is addressing Om Namah Bhagavate Tasmai. Tasmai means unto him. So here he is just saying that I offer my humble obeisance to Bhagavan. Nama Bhagavate, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he is describing what is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has no beginning, no end, everything rests upon him, everything comes from him. He is most exalted, all the qualities of Param Brahma. That in these prayers he is explaining how is cause and effect of everything. All the qualities of Param Brahma is explaining here, where he is addressing Om Namah Bhagavate. So Gajaraj, he is in big danger. He is attacked by this crocodile, and for something like 1,000 years he's been fighting with crocodile, and finally when he come to conclusion that I can't protect myself, my family members, they can't protect me, because all these family members, they are standing on the bank, and helplessly, how can they help? It's a big elephant. And at one time, they all got together, trying to pull him out of the lake. One elephant holding back of another elephant, like this pulling, trying. And they had no crane or something, they could have picked him up, no? So very helpless. So when this Gajendra, finally, he saw nobody is there to help me. So all he shouted, "Oh Bhagavan, help me, oh Bhagavan, you please help me." So he's saying, "Oh Bhagavan, help me." And he's shouting so loudly, from the core of his heart, he's really in danger now. So intensely, he's screaming and shouting for the help of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that sound vibration is penetrating through all the planetary systems, through Biraja River, and it has to reach all the way to Vaikuntha. So when he's shouting, "Oh Bhagavan, please help me," so all the demigods of higher planetary systems, they are hearing that this elephant is he wants some help. But whom he is addressing to? He says, "Bhagavan, please come and help me." So who is Bhagavan? This is no problem. Who is Bhagavan? Because in our Hindu society, in our Vedic literatures, we have so many Bhagavan. How many Bhagavan do you know we have in Hindu society? Only 330 million Bhagavan they have. Only 330 million Bhagavan, and Hindus are so fond of worshipping Bhagavan, that is not sufficient also for them. Nowadays in India they are getting so many new Bhagavan. So all these Bhagavans, 330 million Bhagavans, that we know they are not Bhagavan, they are all devatas, the devas. But India people generally, they think they are all Bhagavan. Whomever Bhagavan you like, you worship him, then you will get the benediction, the goal of your life. So here he is praying and simply asking, "Oh Bhagavan," but he is not telling, "Oh Indra Bhagavan, or Ganesha Bhagavan, Krishna Bhagavan, Ram Bhagavan, Narayan Bhagavan, which Bhagavan?" So some Christian people in India, they're preaching, they cheat the Hindu villagers like this, and they tell a story to them and how you Hindu people have so many gods, but we Christians have one God. So how we get saved by God? So they tell a story that two groups of people, one Christian group of people, one Hindu group of people, They were to cross a river. So one with Christian people, they boarded to one boat, and Hindu people, they boarded to another boat to cross the river. So when they're crossing the river, so in the middle of the river, big storm came. So the boat is shaking, just about to sink. So they tell the story. So all the Christian people, they were there. They're praying, God, please help us. God, please help us. Christ, please help us. So God came, protected them. Those people, they were Hindu people, they were in the boat. So they are all Hindu, some Ganesh worshipper, some Kali worshipper, some Shiva worshipper. So the Ganesh Bhakta is praying, oh Ganesh, please help me. Then Ganesh comes. Then Ganesh sees somebody is crying for Shiva, please help me. So Ganesh thinks Shiva will come and help, so I don't have to help. Shiva will come. Then Shiva came, Shiva saw that somebody is praying for Surya Bhagavan, please help me. So Shiva thinks Surya Bhagavan anyway is coming, Surya will protect him. So all the Bhagavan they came, but nobody protected them. So then Hindus boat they sunk and Christian boat they went ahead. I think they made this story to cheat Hindus. But however, there's a nice reason behind this. That we do not know who is God. And sometimes people foolishly they don't know God. They think any devata to be God. And sometimes demigods also foolishly they think they are God. They are most powerful. They forget that they are not God. Once my Guru Maharaj was telling, once Vayu Devata, Agni Devata and Varuna, the controller of water, so once they are having heavy fighting, they are fighting that who is most powerful. The Agni Devata saying, I am so powerful, I can burn everything into ashes. So I am more powerful than both of you. And Vayu saying, what, you are powerful? I am more powerful, I can blow away everything. You know how much power I have. And Varuna is saying, what power you have? If I want, I can inundate the whole universe. Everybody will go under me. So in this way, they are fighting who is great among them. Then Vishnu was watching. And he was watching the fun. Oh, these guys are thinking, I am the powerful. Okay, I have to give them a lesson, who is more powerful. Then Vishnu came in the form of a Brahman. Hey, what is happening? Why are you fighting? Then Agni and three of them, they saying, claiming that I am the great, I am the great. Then Vishnu in the form of Brahman, he said, okay. Who is the great? How can we understand? We can simply understand if we test. I want to test your power. Whoever can prove that is most powerful, so he will be proved as the great. Then they agreed, okay. You test our power, and whomever is most powerful, you declare that who is most powerful. They to test their power, then Vishnu, in the form of Brahman, he just picked up a small dry grass lying on the ground. Sir, I am to test your power. Agni Devata, can you burn this piece of dry grass? Agni Devata said, what? You are telling me to test my power, bring a small grass? You are offending me. You don't know how much power I have. You are bringing small grass to test my power. He felt very offended. And Vishnu, okay, no problem. We start from a small, then gradually we will go up to test who is the most powerful. First you try to burn the small piece of dry grass. Then Agni Devata, first thing, what a small piece of dry grass? Nothing. Such thing by small heat, he can burn it into ashes. But we have to speak of small part of fire. He invested all his potency, all his heat and everything. What to speak of burn it, he could not make it heat little bit, hot. He could not make it hot also. So in this way, Agni Devata felt very ashamed, that he has no power to burn one small piece of grass even in. Then Bai was thinking, oh, Agni's failed. Now, small piece of grass is nothing. I can just blow it. But when Vayu Devata was given the chance, his full potency was trying, but he couldn't move 1 inch even if that grass, a small piece of dry grass. Then same way, the Varuna Devata also came. The full force he tried to to wash away this small piece of grass, but he could not even soak. The grass did not get soaked with the water also, how to speak of, wash it away. Then all three of them, they're feeling very same. Then Vishnu, he appeared there. He said, now, who is the most powerful among you? Proof. You tell me. Who is most powerful among you? In this way, the demigods, they have no power. So all power coming from Vishnu, and they're showing that they're powerful. So who is Bhagavan? All these demigods, all the planetary systems, they're hearing that this Gajendra, he's screaming, Bhagavan, help me, Bhagavan, help me. So no one is going to help him. No one is going to help him. Then in Kailas, Mother Parvati, she's sitting next to Shiva. Then she heard that Gajendra is crying for help, oh Bhagavan, help me. So Lord Shiva, he's meditating. So Parvati telling, oh Shiva, oh Bhagavan. And Parvati thinking, Shiva is Bhagavan. Oh Bhagavan, you please go, help. Your devotee is in big danger. So Shiva is not listening. He doesn't care. Then Parvati again poking, hey, can't you hear? Your devotee is crying for you. Hey, don't disturb me. Then again Parvati saying, no, your devotee is in great danger. He wants your help. He's screaming for Bhagavan, please help. Then Shiva said, no, I am not Bhagavan. Whoever is Bhagavan, he will take care of him. He is calling for Bhagavan. Then Parvati Singh, what? You are Bhagavan. No, I am not Bhagavan. One who is Bhagavan, he will take care of him. Then immediately Parvati saw, so in the sky, something very bright, white things is floating in the sky. Then Parvati asked Shiva, oh, what is that white thing floating in the sky? The Lord Shiva said, oh, that is the chadar. It is chadar of that Bhagavan. The Bhagavan, his bhakti-anugraha katara. He is eagerly waiting to help his devotee in Vaikuntha planet. How to help my devotee? He is very anxiety. He is in great anxiety. He is waiting. Just see. So, when this Gajendra, he is calling for the help of Bhagavan. So Bhagavan is rushing so fast to help his devotee. So his chadar can blown away. He doesn't understand also. So that is the chadar is floating. Just see, he is going to help this Gajendra so hurriedly. So one of his leg is hanging and only one leg he is putting on top of Garuda. So this is what the Bhagavan. The Bhagavan is so much in anxiety, always eagerly waiting to help his devotee. Once Lakshmi Devi, she was massaging lotus feet of Vishnu in Vaikuntha. So Vishnu was lying, Mother Lakshmi massaging his lotus feet, but Vishnu is not peacefully sleeping. No, he's just tossing around here, there, waking up, looks like a big anxiety. Then Mother Lakshmi saying, hey, please, lie peacefully so I can properly massage your lotus feet. Why are you so anxiety? Then Vishnu said, yes, I am in great anxiety. So what? This is Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means he is free from anxiety. Any inhabitant of Vaikuntha, they are free from anxiety. You are Vaikuntha Pati. How Vaikuntha Pati can be in such a great anxiety? Then Vishnu says, yes, I am in anxiety for my devotees. I am always in anxiety to protect my devotees. The Mother Lakshmi is saying, your devotees, you have appointed Sudarshan Chakra. Sudarshan Chakra is protecting your devotee. So why you have to be in so much anxiety? Then Lord Vishnu saying, no, I can't rely upon the Sudarshan Chakra. And I am so, my devotees are so dear to me, I enjoy myself in engaging in protecting my devotees. And Sudarshan Chakra, I cannot rely, because sometimes he does not care my instruction also. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would manifest the mood of that his devotee, Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalar Dasa Dasanu Dasan. Once in Srivasangana, he manifested Mahabhav Prakash that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One day, Kirtan was going on, all of a sudden, he got on top of the singhasan, where the Lord deity has been kept, and he sat down there on singhasan. Then he showed his Bhagavata, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he is calling different devotees. Oh, Srivas, come here, come here. Do you remember on that day, in the middle of the night, in the fear that you will be punished by the Muslim king, he will take away your caste, make you Muslim. In that fear, you went to middle of the night, bank of river Ganges, trying to cross over the Ganges, and nobody is there to take you to the other side of the river. Then Sipa said, yes, yes, Prabhu. But finally, one boatman came and he took me. Then he said, you know who is that boatman? That is me. I came to help you in this distress. So in this way, Lord Gauranga, he is calling all different devotees and reminding them how previously he had helped. Then he called, Lord Gauranga called, oh, Haridas, come here. Do you remember once in 24 marketplaces, they were beating you, the cane, all these Muslim people. Then Haridas Thakur says, yes, Prabhu, I got beaten, but by your mercy, by chanting your holy name, I did not get any pain. The Lord Gaur saying, oh, you know only that much? By chanting my holy name, you did not get any pain? There is something more to that. What is that? Then he told that when you were been beaten by this Muslim people, so I could understand in Vaikuntha. So I told my Sudarshan Chakra that you should go and kill these people. They are harassing my devotee. You must kill them. But at that time, you were praying, oh my Lord, these people are ignorant. They don't know what they are doing. Please excuse them. So I am telling Sudarshan Chakra, kill them. And my devotee telling, excuse them. So what my Sudarshan Chakra will do? Sudarshan Chakra knows, I have told, my devotees are greater than me. So in this way, Sudarshan Chakra, even if I am telling him to go and kill these Muslim guys, but Sudarshan Chakra did not listen to me. He heard this Haridas Thakur. He did not go out of my finger. So what should I do now? It is true, I have told my devotees are greater than me. So he is following my instructions. In that way he is not going out of my hand. But at the same time, I have promised also, Naame Bhakta Vinasati. My devotees will never vanquish. I have to protect my devotee. That's why I could not find any other way to protect you. Then finally, I myself came and I put my back on top of your back so that the caning, beating will not go on your back. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he moved his chadar and he showed to Haridas Thakur, see, those marks are still there on my back. So this is that bhaktyanugraha katara. He is eagerly waiting to help his devotees. So in this way, when Gajendra is praying, he is surrendering and praying to Supreme Personality of Godhead, so he is starting, Om Namah Bhagavate Tasmai unto him, one who is Om Namah Bhagavate. Then he is explaining about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, by expanding his own energy, keeps this cosmic manifestation visible, again sometimes renders it invisible. It is both the supreme cause and the supreme result. So Supreme Personality of Godhead, he manifests this material world. Why he manifests this material world? Of course, we ordinarily know this material world has been compared to many horrible things. Like they say, this material world is sansara karagar. Sansara karagar means the prison house of material existence. This material world is compared to bhavakupa. Bhavakupa means the oil, this black, the dark oil of material existence. This material world is compared to bhavasagara. Bhavasagara means the material, the ocean of material existence. This material world is compared to sansara davanala. Sansara davanala means What is English? Samsara Dabanala?
Forest
fire. Blazing forest fire of material existence. Blazing fire of material existence. This is known as Maithunagara. Maithunagara is the place of sex life. So many different ways this material world is been named. The horrible feature of this material world, Krishna saying, Dukkhalayam. Krishna saying this is Dukkhalayam. The place of Dukkha, place of misery. But in spite of this material creation has a very higher purpose. This is the ordinary understanding of people, that what this material world is. But the higher purpose of this material world is the Krishna creating, manifesting this material world. Why is this manifesting this material world? What is the purpose of this material world? The real Krishna's purpose is the material world is manifesting, where the living entities can get different body, and when they will get different bodies, then gradually they will upgrade themselves. Their consciousness will be upgraded, and finally they can go back to Godhead. This is one of the important purpose, that why God is creating this material world. And not only to deliver the living entities from this conditioned life, but also the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He creates this, He is having His sweet pastimes in this material world also. Lord has two kinds of pastimes. Yesterday I was telling His prakat lila and His aprakat lila. Manifested pastime, unmanifested pastime. Unmanifested pastimes going on in spiritual world, and manifested pastime that is going on in this material world. So, both pastimes are eternal. Manifested pastimes going on eternally. And non-manifested pastimes in Golok Vrindavan also going on eternally. So how can we understand that manifested pastimes in this material world is taking place eternally? Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he is explaining how that happens. For example, Krishna has unlimited pastime. He exhibited in Vrindavan. So just like His appearance pastime. So He appeared in Vrindavan. Lord Krishna appeared in Vrindavan. Then how this particular pastime is eternal pastime? Who says pastimes are eternal? He is stealing butter, that is eternal. He is doing Kaliya Damana, that is eternal. So how these pastimes are eternal? So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami explaining how they are eternal. So he is saying, in this material creation, this material creation, there are many Brahmandas are there. Many Brahmanda. So unlimited Brahmandas are there. So Krishna's pastimes is going on. According to His explanation, suppose He appeared here, His appearance pastimes took place here. The next moment in another Brahmanda, next moment another Brahmanda, next moment another Brahmanda. In this way His appearance pastimes is constantly taking place, always going on. Suppose here He is killing Putana. Next moment He is killing Putana in another Brahmanda, next moment another Brahmanda, next moment another Brahmanda. In this way constantly, this each and every pastimes, an unlimited pastimes constantly, eternally, constantly, always going on. In the spiritual world, also in this material world. So then they are explaining, and then how these pastimes will be eternal. Because material world is created, then annihilated. Material world will exist only for 100 years for in the lifetime of Brahma. So this is exhibited, is manifest, then everything also enters into the body of Mahavishnu and remains there in unmanifested form. But during that time, Jiva Goswami is saying that by Yoga Maya, one Maya Kalpita Brahmanda He creates, within which Brahmanda Krishna's pastimes also is going on there. So in this way, this verse is explaining how Krishna is observer. He is Anadi Radhi Govinda. Anadi Radhi, he is root of everything, but he has no root. He is Aja. Aja means he never took birth. So if he has never taken birth, that means nobody exists before him. We say Aja, Krishna, the Param Brahma, to be Aja. Then people, they get very bewildered. That's why they think if he, Param Brahma means Aja, he never take birth, and he was existing before creation, he never take birth. Then he is taking birth as Krishna, as Rama, as Vamana. So people, they get very bewildered. They stick only to the instructions of Veda, Puranas. They follow the God means no birth. That means whoever has taken birth, he cannot become God. God means Aja, no Janma. So if somebody has taken birth, so how he can become God? So they don't understand this point, that God is eternally existing in spiritual world. So Vishwanath Chakravarti was saying that he has been told Aja. The Aja, this word, is used for him because he has never taken birth in spiritual world. That's why he is Aja. But Aja apisan abhayatma bhutanam ishwar apisan prakritim sang adhistaya sambhavami atmaya. Krishna saying that Aja apisan abhayatma, even if I am Aja, I have no birth, still sambhavami atmaya prakritim sang adhistaya. By existing within my own internal potency, I will manifest. So that's why the appearance of Krishna only takes place in this material world. In the spiritual world, there is no Krishna Janma. Krishna taking birth. Nanda, Yashoda, Devaki, Vasudev, they are known as father, mother of Krishna. But they never become father, mother of Krishna because they are not father, mother of Krishna because they gave birth to Krishna. Because they never gave birth to Krishna. If in spiritual world they would give birth to Krishna, that means they would be existing before Krishna. So people have to understand that Krishna, Devaki, Vasudeva, Nanda, Yashoda, their father, mother, not because they have given birth to Krishna. They are only father, mother of Krishna with that mood, that abhiman is there. That Krishna is my son, or Krishna is thinking, or they are my father, mother. Not because originally sometime in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna took birth from them. It's not like that, it's like Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi, she is wife of Narayan. But she did not become wife of Narayan because one day she married to Narayan. There is never time. Narayan married to Lakshmi, then she became his wife. Because from time immemorial, their husband-wife relationship is there. There is never time that Lakshmi Devi was not wife of Narayan. Always she was wife of Narayan. So there is no marriage ceremony. In the same way, for Krishna, there is no birth ceremony. In Goloka Vrindavan, there is no Janmashtami. Here we have Janmashtami. We are very fortunate. We have Janmashtami. That's a Goloka Vrindavan. And they would be standing in line. When Krishna will come to this earth planet, we can go and have darshan of his Janmashtami. The point is, whenever Krishna appears in this material world, he has two kinds of appearance. One is sadwaraka appearance, another is adwaraka appearance. Adwaraka appearance means he appears without the help of father, mother. There is no father, no mother. He just appears like that. Any example? Krishna appearing without father, mother? Narasimha Dev, Varaha Dev, Meena, Kashyap, all these avatars. All these, no father, mother. This is known as Adwaraka. Without the help of father, mother, he appears. But after Narasimha Dev, then in Vamana, from Vamana avatar, also Lord appears in this material world through the help of father, mother. So who is the father, mother? When Krishna or any supreme person, form of supreme person of Godhead, Rama, Vamana, so who is their father, mother? Anybody? any lady can become mother of Krishna, or any person can become father of Krishna. So any lady or any person cannot become father, mother of Krishna. That's why Krishna, he brings his father, mother from spiritual ones, here. And through them, he manifests. So in this way, so Krishna is residing always there. It's not like that when he appearing here, he appears for the first time. That's why he is supreme cause, and he is result, he is observer, he is witness in all circumstances. In fact, Krishna is not creating, annihilating also. Actually, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explaining, what is Krishna's business? Krishna has unlimited form. Eka apishan bahudaja vibhati. Even if he is one, he has unlimited form. So in unlimited form, among unlimited form, in Krishna form, what he is doing? In Krishna form, only his business is desiring. His witness, observe, all these things, even if it doesn't reach up to Krishna. His business is not witnessing, observing, helping, doing this, doing that. He simply desires. By his desires, everything happens. When desires, then things takes place. He is so supreme. So in this one, different form of Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is different energy. He is using different energy. The people that accept the Param Brahma as Vishwarup. The Vishwarup, the material manifestation, that is one fraction of his energy, one person. That is also one form of Supreme Personality of Godhead. But that is one person of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, Supreme Personality of Godhead is existing before this material world manifests, and he is existing after this material world annihilated. Na antar bahirjasya, na purva, na para. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, one who has no antar, no vahir, no purva, no para, no inside, no outside, and he has no past, no future. He is just ever existing. That's why he can see everything. So in this way, one will understand the qualities of absolute truth, and simultaneously he can realize how these qualities of absolute truth is there within the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not like the Mayavadis or Nirakarvadis, when they read all these qualities of Param Brahma, then immediately they think that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all his activities are Maya, illusory. Illusory because all these qualities of Param Brahma does not fit. When Lord comes to this material world, he acts in such a way that the learned scholarly people, jnanis, they cannot understand how he can become the Param Brahma. So in this they all get bewildered. And actually, this is the quality of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mujjanti jatasurayaha. All the great personalities, big, big demigods, big, big central personalities, they all get bewildered. When Aghasur was killed, then all the demigods, they're watching from the top. Aghasur got killed. Oh, the God is so powerful. Then when Krishna, after killing Aghasur, then he took his friends, cowherd friends, then he went to eat food for his lunch food. Then some cowherd boys, they have brought some nice food from their house. Then they eat, oh tasty. Oh, Kanha, Krishna, just see, my mother has given very nice food. Please eat, please eat. And from his mouth he is taking and feeding to Krishna. And Brahma is watching from the top. What? How that can happen? How then this boy can become the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because Brahma only knows, because he is from the Veda, he knows to feed something to Param Brahma is not ordinary thing. To deal with Param Brahma means you have to become very pure, you have to cook things very nicely, you have to become a Brahman, then you have to know so much mantra, you push this nose, that nose, so much things you have to do, then Param Brahma accepts something. Then he sees that this boy, small boy, Krishna, how he can become Param Brahma? He is eating from others' mouth. So he wanted to test the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He could not believe. How surprising is this? Brahma knows Krishna is God. Brahma, along with all the demigods, he went to Kshirasagara to pray. And Lord told, yes, I'll take birth in Vrindavan. He knows that information. And when Lord was within the womb of Devaki, and the same time he was within the womb of Jasoda, also that time, the Shastra says, all the demigods, they went, and they were praying. Lord, when Lord was within the womb of their mother, his mother. But in spite of that, by seeing the simple activities of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahma could simply get bewildered. Mujjanti jatasuraya, Indra, Shiva, Brahma, Varuna, all great demigods, they get bewildered. Because that is the quality of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He will bewilder everybody. Who can believe this Krishna is God? Who can believe his activity? One 5 years old boy, 7 years old boy, lifting hill, Govardhan hill. Only fools will believe this. Any intelligent man will believe this? In your country, if you say, a 7 years old boy had picked up one mountain, anybody will believe? You'll see your number one fool. Nobody will believe this. So this is how Krishna makes everyone fool. Krishna makes everybody bewildered. But in spite of that, but for his devotees, they know all the truth behind him. Devotees, je bhaja se bada chatur, Gajaraj, even if he is an animal, so he has the highest intelligence. He has understood that my Supreme Personality of Godhead, my Lord, what potency he could have. All inconceivable potency he is explaining here now. All inconceivable potencies that he has realized within the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, je bhaja se bada chatur, abhakta hina char. Those who worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are the most clever. The non-devotees, they are useless. They are useless. They have no intelligence. All intelligence lost. They might have so much Vedic knowledge. Ravana had so much Vedic knowledge. Hiranyakashipu had so much Vedic knowledge also. They had strong, austere personalities. Hiranyakashipu was observing so strong austerity. Fire came from his head. All 14 planetary systems, they started to become hot. And demigods could not leave upper planetary systems. And when Brahma came, Brahma admitted, oh, Hiranyakashipu, the austerity you are doing, nobody has done before, nobody will do like this in future also. Even Bhrigu has not done like this. They admitted. But in spite of that, he was a fool, number one. He is a fool, number one. But elephant, the animal, is most intelligent. He has understood what potency my Lord could have. So he believes. The devotee, they believe. Non-devotee, they cannot believe. They will measure through physics how big is a boy, how big is a mountain, this, that. It will get into their head. Just like Prabhupada tell that story, once Narada Muni was going to Vaikuntha, and Brahman was there, jagging Brahman, knows all Veda, doing yajna, saying, oh, Narada Muni, you are going to Vaikuntha. Ask Krishna, ask Narayan, when shall I go back? The cobbler also saw. Cobbler told Narada Muni to find out when he can go. Then Narayan told Narada Muni that the cobbler will come this life, but this Brahman will take many lives. And Narada Muni is surprised. The cobbler working on the skin, how he will come back this life. Brahman doing so much puja, so much yajna, he knows all the Vedas. Then Lord told, okay, you go test. Then when Narada Muni went to see them, Lord told, you tell them I was putting a big elephant through the small hole of a needle. Then when Narada Muni told that, the Brahman did not believe. Damana, oh, you are a fool, you are fooling me, you have not gone to Vaikuntha. And Brahman asked Narada Muni, what Narayan told, when can I go back? Narada Muni said, Narayan told, after many, many lives you will go, millions lives. Then Brahma, hey, you are fooling me, you have not gone there. Yes, I just came from there. Oh, you came from what Narayan was doing? Narayan was putting big elephants in the hole of a needle. Oh, just see, you are fooling me. How is it possible? I understood you have not gone to Vaikuntha. He did not believe. But when Narada Muni told to cobbler, So immediately Kapila believed and he was in ecstasy. Oh, my Lord is so great. He can do everything. Everything is possible for him. He believed it. Immediately he believed. Why he believed? Sentimentally. Huh? Oh, because my Lord means he can do everything. No. He proved. Narada Muni asked him, you believe that? That Narayana is putting a big elephant through the hole of a small needle? So why not? I believe. So how can he believe that? So immediately that intelligent cobbler, he picked up a seed, the banyan tree was sitting under, very small seed like a sand, then he showed to Narada Muni. Oh, dear Narada Muni, my Lord is so expert. You see such a big banyan tree, my Lord has put to, he had put to, with a small seed like this. If he is so expert, such a huge banyan tree, he can put within a small seed. So why cannot he put a big elephant through a small hole of a needle? So for the devotees, they are very intelligent. Je bhajase varatatur. So all the great qualities of Parambrahma will manifest to his devotees. Just like even if he is animal, but he is a devotee. He simply picked up and called Bhagavan, and he, all the good quality, great quality Bhagavan manifested within him. Then he attracted the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When he prayed, Wong did not come, Nirakar did not come, who came? Brahmajati did not come. All he said all these things, then who came? Lord Narayana came. Sitting, riding on Garuda, Lord Narayana came and helped him. This is Gajendra Udhar. Okay? Any question or any comments you have?
Maharaj, you're talking about Krishna, the son of the eternal pastimes and various Brahmanas. The ones we read in the 10th canto, are they a complete set of Krishna's pastimes, or are there other pastimes that he performs that are not written about in the 10th canto?
Yeah, there could be so many other pastimes, I believe. It's not only this much. There could be so much pastimes must be going on there. There's unlimited pastimes. They came, then one god came, one demigod came, they saw others are calling for Ganesh, Ganesh and Ganesh will come and help them. So everybody thinking someone will help them, some other will help. So finally nobody helped. So they got sunk. Nobody helped. To that extent also, Krishna is saying, Vivasayatmika buddhi ekaha kurunandana, bhavasa khai anantascha buddhe abhavishayana. Nishchayatmika, fix your mind on one, because this is the Veda, giving flowery words. You worship this demigod, that demigod, that demigod, then your mind goes here, bahu sakhai anantascha buddhaya abhavasayana. It's not fixed mind. Some reality is there, but they use it to deviate Hindus. So give up all this, puja, become Christian. But in real sense, some truth is there also. We get distracted with so much demigods.
Maharaj, this worshipping Rama, worshipping Gauranga.
Yes. Yes. That is a good question. Yes.
We should worship only one?
Yes, that is a good question. Yes. The Veda says ekameva adityam is one other second. If Bhagavan is one, then we say you are misunderstanding between Bhagavan and Devata. So we say Bhagavan is one, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, all these are 330 devatas. They are empowered by Bhagavan. Then people will ask, as you are asking, then what about Bhagavan is one, but you are worshipping so many Bhagavan also. Rama, Krishna, Narayana, Bhamana, so what about that? So you see, these are the different forms of one Bhagavan. Because Bhagavan Parambrahma, He has unlimited rasa, melos. The Parambrahma is rasa vaisaha. Rasa means melo, sweetness. So just like we have one body, in one body we are releasing all the melos. But because Parambrahma is unlimited and he has unlimited rasa, melos, to enjoy unlimited melos, he has expanded in unlimited form. But one, he is one, but he has expanded in unlimited form. Suppose in one body, we become angry, we become happy, we do different in one body, but For Param Brahma, for each and every mood, he just has separate form. Not in one form he has to do. Jale Aishwarya mood, he is enjoying in Vaikuntha, Narayana form. But the same God is Krishna, is not different, two different personality. The same personality manifesting different rasas and enjoying in different ways. So in that way, even if they are different form, but there is one God. But then you will say, if it is one God, then why you have to worship Krishna? Then you worship Narayana, Rama, anybody is same. Then they say, no. In different form of Supreme Personality of Godhead, different kinds of the five rasas, different portions of rasa has manifested. But within Krishna, Krishna is complete. Etachansa kalapunsa Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam. So everything has manifested. All five rasas in full potency, full quantity has manifested. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, you worship any Vishnu for mokka, when you worship Krishna, then all the mellows one can release. So even if he is one, he has unlimited form. Eka apishan bahudha jo vibhati.
But in danger, they say that we should pray, nothing never gone, whenever we are in danger.
Hmm.
So why not worship only Krishna in every condition, in every condition?
Yeah. With unlimited form of Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Rama, Narasimha, Krishna, they are Purnatam avatar. They are Purna, they are special. So to go back to Godhead, at the first gate, I have heard this from some devotee, the first gate you have to meet Narasimha Dev. Narasimha Dev will give you the train fare to proceed more. Then somewhere you will get Ramchandra, then Krishna Chandra, something like this. They're Paravasta avatar, something like that, the detail I don't know. But Narasimha Dev, we are worshipping that form of Supreme Personality of Godhead because it's bhakti vighna vinashak. So we are worshipping him to remove all the obstacles of bhakti to reach to Krishna. So the one Krishna, he has expanded in many forms. In one form he is helping us to go to him. Krishna is Balaram, Nityananda. So in the Balaram form, the same Krishna in form of Balaram, Nityananda, he is helping us. Now you do seva to Krishna. Balaram appearing as Guru. So in this way, same Krishna has expanded in different forms to help us in different ways. So in Narasimha form he has appeared to help us, to protect, to give us protection, so that we don't bother to Krishna. Krishna is busy playing with flute, so how should we bother Krishna? So that's why Krishna has expanded as Narasimha, as Vishnu. Any time you want help, I have my other forms, I will go and help me. But of this form, I only keep for Gopa and Gopis. I will enjoy here. That form he is doing that, and other form, Krishna manifests as Balaram, as Vasudeva. Krishna has Ichha Shakti, Vasudeva has Jnana Shakti, Balaram has Kriya Shakti. These are all Bhagavan. But in different form he is doing different things. Okay? Thank you all so much. Jaisal Prabhupada ki, Sri Gaur Nitai ki, Gaur Premanande.